Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Airbrim Podcast. This is season 3, episode 9 of So What We're Doing, aka the Ing season. This episode is titled Forgiving. I know everyone says you should forgive and forget, but I feel like you shouldn't forget, like always remember what people have done to you so that you won't allow them to do it again. So with that being said, I think I'm getting closer to forgiving a lot of people, more ways than one, because I recently visited a place that I just knew that I wouldn't go back to. Like, I wouldn't say I had any hatred towards them or anything. I just felt like I still feel that way in many ways, that I was blackballed and just left hanging with everything that was done. And then it being done through a text, like, how does a job do that through a text? It's very, very odd to me. But with that being said, so of course you can, I was a guest, so I visited an old job of mine, for their, I guess, like homecoming type of thing that they always do each year. Last year I didn't go for obvious reasons. It's like, no, definitely not, because it just felt weird. And then I knew I wouldn't want to, communicate with anybody that didn't keep it from me, just didn't see if I was okay or kept in contact with me just for nothing. I planned to have, was going to only speak to people that kept in touch with me, that didn't switch up on me, because I feel like majority of people knew who I am and how I carried myself. It is what it is. But I think, so if I came to the decision, like, if I did go there, like, I was just going to play basketball and get some food. And I knew I wasn't going to take no pictures. Even though I didn't take any pictures. I rather had not taken any pictures. I wasn't comfortable with that. And I know for certain, I definitely wasn't okay with that. I just wanted to make a way for myself to be comfortable. Because I think you're most vulnerable when you're uncomfortable. So you have to adapt to these situations and, I guess, certain trials that you deal with. Because a lot of people don't know how to adapt or, I guess, succumb to their downfalls. But in a way that it pushes you forward. So I guess in order for me to forgive this people, for example, there's like people in my family that I would say, I guess, I haven't forgiven, but a simple apology would do, because I'm not okay with moving forward at like things are okay and people just act like they haven't done it. That never been okay with me. So we just act normal. So then you feel like you can do it again or more things. I know I'm not going in great detail about this stuff, because, like, this is, maybe this podcast is a form of therapy for certain people and stuff, but I'm not sharing too much of that. Like, I have shared personal stuff up here, but, that's not what this season's about. But in order for those people, I knew I had to come to that establishment for that day, like, with a different heart, or not with a chip on my shoulders. Like, I was just there to really have fun, and actually see the people that I did want to see, and I actually got to. And it warmed my heart a little bit to see those people, and in a way, try to relive some of the good memories, like, that I still hold. I think more so my hate for the place was how they did me. But it was like, I felt like I was in the right of the one being mad, because just feel like because I had left and came back to work there. And then everything happened. So, like, so my legacy there is just, it's gone now. Being a kid there in a group home and then come back to work, it was a great thing. Like, I really do something great with that. Even though I sacrificed like 4.5 years of my life working there. Like, it's not some, it's a big toll it takes on people. Like, you're bound to gain weight there. The stress levels are high, but you can't fold. And your heart has to be in the right place when working there. And for some people, it's not. I hate to say that, but because it's more like a competition thing with people. And I saw that so many times with me. Like, I'm like, I don't understand why anybody would want to be in competition with me. I'm just here. I should promote togetherness. Like, everyone should be involved. Like, of course, I spoke up when things weren't right, but I think that we should. Like, the kids there should know you should have their back. You would stand up for them. You stand up. Because who is going to... You're working with. You have to make them feel safe. And know that you're safe too as well. Like, you're more than just like a parent there. You're a protector. Like, that comes with a job. Like, there's underlying details that come with the job that you should already know. Like, you should know what you're getting to. Even though at the time I didn't know, you know, in a way I had an idea. But yeah, your sleep schedule definitely gets messed up and stuff. It's a bunch of different stuff, but like, it's pros and cons. I think being at that place really, like, it didn't change who I am, because I was always raised. I was raised right as a kid, so I really shouldn't be. I always felt like I shouldn't have been in the first place, but you know, things happen and people lie to. For their safety or whatever to be. But I think I wouldn't say I owe that place, but I'm grateful for what it kind of instilled with me on my journey, especially like my relationship with God and using my voice. And then I do, like, I feel like, especially mine is inspired by God. Like, that instilled from there. And but I grew up in the church. It's in so many different churches. It's crazy. But back to the forgiving side. Like, I guess I had to turn the other cheek. Because, like, even though it is about me, I didn't want to make the day about me. Like, oh. And then call people out. Like, hey, yeah, you know you're wrong. So, like, I ain't mean to this. And y'all know y'all did me wrong. So, I guess I put it aside for the day, whatever. Like, I still don't hate them or nothing. It was a general for the place as a whole. Like, a lot of things, just a lot of, like, hearing different stories from other kids and the kids that, like, we could have did more. Like, the things that we talked about doing is like, okay, do we actually do that? Because now it's like, these kids are in these situations. So it's like, what are we... Almost led them astray to where the way they are now. Because, like, so it's like, can they ever forgive us? Well, I'm putting myself in there because maybe I didn't do everything I needed to do. So I'm tying myself into the us. But I don't know. Waiting yourself in your life, things that you learn along the way. That's if you're willing to make a change. Because maybe things are tough right now, so you have to look back at the drawing board or at your vision board to the path that you wanted to be on. And everyone's path is different, of course. You gotta start somewhere, and just work off that. Because sometimes it won't even be you. Other people are in there, so you gotta achieve what you want to. Think you should just if you're forgiving or trying to forgive, you should forgive with a purpose. Like, what is the point of you forgiving? Like, and why should you forgive? Like, what is the factor in that? Like, what is it going to do for you to relieve some stress and, like, I guess some doubt feeling at the time or when you think of these things that people have done? Like, what is it going to do for you? And of course, it's going to release some stress, whatever, depending on what the person went for. Because essentially, it could be holding you back from your purpose in life. And not everybody can speak on those things. Like, people can say, oh, I feel like you are destined for this, or this is your purpose, or whatever. Nobody really knows your purpose but God. And maybe you saw your purpose in a dream, like an actual dream. One of those good dreams that you can see, like, everything. And we all, pretty sure everyone had those type of dreams. Like, we love to be allowed to see everything. Like, of course, we want those knockout dreams. Like, you just had a dream, like, you pictured in your mind or whatever, your knockout code. Then beats a good dream that you can see everything. It's like you just traveled to an imaginary world or whatever, and you're there, and you're just living it out, but you're asleep, of course. But, and sometimes we dream of things we want to do in our reality, so we try to live out those dreams, but no one can say that those dreams cannot become a reality. Like, you have to. And giving part of the journey, because you could be blocking your blessings by not forgiving, and that's probably the main thing holding you back. It might be different for someone else that's listening. Like, for me, I, in a way, and maybe that's some things holding me back. But is it blocking? It may have been blocking my blessings. I don't know. There's different blessings in disguise. Blessings do come in disguise, and you may not see it. But it's there. People are so set on because they can't forgive, so they're set on revenge, so they're blinded, so they don't see these great things and stuff, seeing certain things. People are so used to things not going their way, so they don't see something great. You got to allow yourself to be bestowed with different blessings and gifts. As you walk this right path, like, you know, it might not be a right path for everybody because you might have taken some wrong turns, but learn to forgive yourself as well. I shouldn't be doing this. I should be doing this. Like, I handled that. What could I do? Like, and I'm saying that as in, like, think growing up, like, and like, more so, could I have done differently? And I'm as a hey, maybe I handled this situation the wrong way. Some situations we shouldn't be put in at all. And it's part of growing. Like, a lot of us deal with different trauma. I know there's some trauma that was just, I was just angry much in my life. It was just crazy. Like, that's just who I was. Cause, like, I don't know. It's like every time, it was always something. Like, so I had to be a certain way. That's how I was. Cause, like, and it shows, because people always, why are your face always like this? And, like, you don't seem like you're a happy person or whatever. No, like, you actually have to be around me to see that I'm actually a happy person. Like, just, and that I'm funny or whatever. My face not always serious. That's just been like that, because, like, I had to adapt. And I guess, in a way, change who I was for safety. And, like, so, from different things. So, I just grew into that person, and maybe had a revelation there. To I guess I left, because when you realize that, you're like, oh, so you, there's a lot of forgiving that you have to do for yourself. It's internal, so that it can shine externally. And this might be a long process. It never start, because it may be a long process for you not doing it for somebody else. Forgiving is a part of life, and not saying you should forget what somebody's done. It's like, oh yeah, we're all no. You can forgive, but of course you have to be in a situation where you're not allowed or to feel like they can, like everything's fine, and then because you're on speaking terms or whatever, like, no, it's not like how it was. It's not like I used to be. Just know that you're not considered having to accept, and we're not accepting everything. Things not okay, and people have to understand that. It's a part of your growth. Because you, forgiving is a big thing. Like, and it's a big, so just like getting to the next step of your life, you could be just sitting there on this step because you won't forgive. So, yes, you're holding yourself back. You're at a standstill of probably against yourself too. You're like, okay. No, we won't forgive. No way, no how. But what are you accomplishing in that? Like, you put these people out your life, and you're like, oh, I don't feel like I should give because I still got the success that I wanted. So, what is forgiving for me? What is me forgiving right now going to do for me? Since I'm already doing what I wanted to do. I already have the success that I saw for myself. That don't mean that you're happy in area of your life. So then you're stopping yourself from living the best life for you. Like, because you want to live without a care, things you should care about. Absolutely. But you want to feel free. So not forgiving could put you like in bondage. Like, you could be all wrapped up and you essentially feel stuck and like weighed down, because stuff could weigh you down. Like, people sit when they're back, like, some people sit up with their back straight, some people walk or stand with their back straight, some people are hunched over. It's a mental thing over time, because certain things have weighed them down. And who's to say it's not forgiving in there? And they let it weigh them down. You never know what somebody is dealing with. You never know. Like, because some people take out things that they have these things because it's your norm. Like, we got to find a way to get out of that bubble and just pop it and reach new heights and just reach other people with our story or whatever we want to share. Forgiving, of just holding. And we shouldn't, like, because essentially it's going to push us forward into our own path and our own reality. Break the fourth wall so that dream that you love so much is what you're living and not something that you. And of course, I will do this as well, because I'm working towards it as well. A little update on the book. What is it? I have 8 chapters. So I have, well, no, 7 chapters. I'm working on the 8th one. So I have maybe 40. My 40-something pages, let's say that, until I get exact number. But yeah, the podcast is going well. We plan on doing a vlog and putting it on our YouTube for next week. 4th be with you. And then Cinco de Mayo is right after that. That's crazy. But so this season 3 is different in a way, sort of, what I've been doing. But it's part of the journey. Still passionate, always. Still hopeless. I still see myself as someone great. I'm trying to live my best life as much as I can. Who's watching? Who's listening? So, continue to forgive so you don't give up on yourself and what you want to do. You can follow me on Instagram at JR to the Throne or JR Solo. My TikTok is Relatable Nostalgia. I will be posting more videos. The YouTube is Air Gaming. Definitely check out the Blurred and Beyond podcast. You can follow us on Facebook too, the Blurred and Beyond podcast. Join our Facebook group, the bunch of shirts. Like, I already.